Thank you for calling Charles Newson Office Sons. Can I help you?
Hi, good morning. Is this John?
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. You remembered me.
Yes, of course.
I
actually
that.
Have a pretty good memory for most people, but it's one of my superpowers.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, my my superpower is recognizing voices after being in this business for 18 years. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, my eyes aren't so great anymore, so when customers come in, if I'm not wearing the right glasses, I wait for them to speak so that I can, you know, figure out who they are.
And then it'll come to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Patterns of speech and tones and pitch and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Now, how long have you been at Newson Office Sons?
8 years.
Oh, wow, okay. Very nice. Were you in jewelry prior to working at the store?
No, I was a tax advisor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually my degree is in accounting.
Oh, very nice. So you went from numbers to numbers to jewelry.
Well, but believe it or not, I still have a lot of numbers.
Oh, okay. Do you handle most of the accounting at the store?
Oh, no. No, just writing up a repair ticket. You know, you got a 20% of this, and well, you want a discount, and it's blah.
Yeah, true, right? There's always numbers involved. That makes sense.
Yeah, plus I get to do police reports, which there's a lot of math in that. I'm like, crap.
Oh, geez, what's been going on? Any bad
situations?
Or?
No, in Maryland, if you buy, you know, like a pawn situation, but we don't pawn, we just buy jewelry outright. With people trying to sell over the counter. Because we, you know, we buy gold from customers.
Yeah, okay, and then you have to hold it for a certain period of time? And
yeah, we have to do reports on it and put it in the computer and, you know, hold it for 18 days. Maryland's pretty strict with that stuff. So that's a lot of work and a lot of math in that, too.
Yeah, and then the police will sometimes come in and say, hey, do you have such and such item? Was it brought here?
Well, yeah, mostly what they do is they'll come in and they'll check what we have on our records, like the reports that we've put in, and they'll go, okay, I want to see reports 2942 through 51. I'm like, okay, I never have any problems, so
yeah,
they like me.
You keep good records.
I do. So what's up with on your end?
I think it's pretty good. I was just checking in to see if there was anything, you know, you guys' bridal calendar upcoming that I can help with in the way of diamonds at all.
Probably not right now. I know we've got some memo pieces with these stupid labs that we're selling everywhere. Not a fan of
still
that.
Selling, you still selling a little bit of natural, Jen?
I believe we have sold 2 in probably the past 4 months.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, very few and far between, huh?
Yeah, very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, are you looking to sell more natural, or is Sydney looking to?
We would like to, but we just don't have the customers for it right now. And it's summertime, so we kind of drop, you know. Around here, everybody's looking to go to Ocean City and spend their summers in the pool and in the bay and on their boats. And so we just kind of drop off pretty a lot during summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Our repairs have been like crazy, though. We've been taking in tons of repairs. So I don't know what that's about. That's been like that for about 6 months now.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, repair customers can turn into sales, too. You know, anybody that comes in for a watch repair or, you know, or otherwise,
oh, yeah.
You can always still show jewelry too, so you never know what that might generate.
Oh, that's true. Well, I mean, sometimes you get a repair, you know, where they need, like, the stuff completely redone,
mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's, like, sentimental and it was, you know, a great-grandmother's engagement ring and it's platinum and it's missing a couple of stones and needs all kind of gallery work and sizing and shanks and, I mean, we can easily get $800-$900 repairs.
Yeah, those have become expensive jobs. Definitely.
Yeah, they do, especially with gold being as high as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the customers are like, oh, man, I really can't afford that. But we try to do like, hey, you can do it like a layaway, make payments on your repairs. So we
give
people a lot.
Yeah. So people at least.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Right away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. There's no pressure. You know, you see something you like, we'll give. You can take it on layaway, even at the sale price. No big deal. So that kind of the little stuff that helps, so we don't lose those sales. You know.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, that definitely goes a long way.
Yeah. So I wanted to say I'm sorry about all those fires coming up that way.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Guys,
you know
you
what?
Guys
we
having
actually,
trouble?
We actually didn't get much of that. I mean, there was a little bit of a haze. This was back, oh, gosh, probably the beginning of July, I think it was, for a couple of days from, I guess, up in Canada. There was a little bit of smoke that we saw, but that was just about it, John. It blew through us after a day or two. You know, it was just like you could almost smell it like it was like a campfire for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But then after that, we were okay. Yeah, I guess western side of the country right now is going through it pretty bad.
I have
a store that I deal with out in Washington that's been saying how bad it's been for, you know, the past week or so now.
Oh, wow.
And then down in Colorado, they've been pretty hazy for a while, too.
Yeah. We ended up having, like, what was going on in Minnesota mix up with what was coming from Canada.
Okay.
And it kind of, like, diverged together, like, right over Maryland. And we had that haze for, oh, my God, almost 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, it just sat on you guys for that long?
It's,
wow.
Because it's so humid here.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, like, had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Well, and we weren't getting a lot of rain. Now we're getting plenty of rain, which, you know, helps. I mean, it helps everything. But, of course, it doesn't help the humidity.
Right.
Yeah, Baltimore is like, it's literally almost as bad as Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. July and August are pretty miserable times to be in Baltimore.
Well, you know how it goes. It'll be here and gone before you know it, John, and then we'll be... Well, you guys don't get as much snow as us, but we get the snow. So I try to bite my tongue every time, you know, I think it's too hot outside.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, we don't get quite as much snow, but I don't know. Last year we got a good bit of snow, but it just didn't, like, we didn't have a bunch of big snow storms.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, like, a lot of times during the day at work, it would start snowing, it'd be really pretty. And we got to enjoy that quite a few times last year, so that was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, stuff that we don't have to shovel.
Stuff you don't have to, right, doesn't stick around for long.
All right, well, I can let Sydney know that you called, and you can always send him an email.
Yeah, I'll definitely send him an email from time to time. But, yeah, if there's anything, you know, that comes up in the way of, you know, natural goods, I mean, even we do carry lab as well.
Okay.
I know we just lowered prices on quite a bit of our lab jewelry, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, so I have that as well. If you may have to call out for any memo on that, too.
Okay. Do you guys do colored stones as well or just diamonds?
We do colored diamonds, not other colored gemstones.
Okay. Well, I'm on a mission to find natural blue star sapphires, so.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
those
it's a challenge.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard that those are very difficult to find.
Yes. So we are not having much luck. Everything else, it looks like they're all just the Lindys, you know, the created ones. And she doesn't want that. And
the real McCoy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She only gets all the real McCoy. And she's a friend of mine, and, you know, she wants this for her husband's birthday. And it's, like, next month. It's not going to happen. So, she's supposed to come in today or tomorrow.
I'll let you know. I don't know where to get those.
I know. The owner, Donald, he's looked high and low, and they found something on Etsy, but he's, like, considering the price, they can't be natural. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So... All right, my dear. Well, it was nice talking to you and checking
thanks
in.
Yeah, John. Yeah, hope you
have
a good day.
Hey, anytime. And, you know, if something comes up where we need a stone, you know, I'll put a bug in Sydney's ear.
Yeah, absolutely. We ship out for you overnight all the time. So if you need another option, you know, for somebody you may not have, you know, the right things in house for, let me know.
Okay, absolutely. Always keep you in mind.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tom. You take it easy.
You as well.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.